Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Hey, y'all, on 680news.com, this is 680's music reporter, Rudy Blair. Okay, let's swing back in the 80s. License to Drive, Lost Boys, we're talking two of the biggest movies of that decade, all right? And we're talking about somebody, an actor, who could do it dramatically, he can do it as comedy, and he can do it as action. Young man from here, T.O., Corey Haim. Corey, man.
Hi.
Good to finally get a chance to meet you, man. How you holding up?
I'm holding. I'm holding good.
I got to tell you something, man. When I got the email that you were back in town, and the fact that you've been doing all of these movies, and I should explain, too,
yes. This
is how busy this man is, okay? Crank 2, movie coming out here. Lost Boys 2. Coming out here, and he's also got Shark City, another movie.
And the stories we got, so
and the two. Yeah, it's like, man, you are keeping yourself busy these days. What is it? Catching up for lost time, or what?
I like long vacations. I like long vacations. It was pretty cool. I got to do Lost Boys 20 years later. I was like, what was the movie I was thinking of? It was a hypothetical. It was an analogy. Oh, Godfather 3, 25 years later. I was like, wow. So we got to do that, and it went not as expected, but, you know, people are human, and it actually turned out fantastic. Brilliant.
I got to jump in because it's important. Why did it take so long? Why did it take so long, man? Because, I mean, Lost Boys was such a great film it was a cult classic. Yeah. People loved it. And we've been waiting for so long. Why so long?
Well, I guess I don't really know the true answer. I know my answer, which was why ruin a perfectly good movie, like, and sequel it out. And, you know, I think I've seen very rare ones of those, like Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Home Alone 2 was good, too, but it wasn't as good as the first one. Home Alone 3, I didn't like at all, but cute. There's very few sequels or trilogies in this case that are better than the first one or as good. So we've had everything pitched under the sun to us about Lost Boys 2, and the Lost Girls was mentioned, and all this whack stuff, and finally, 20 years later, we like this script, and there's a lot of controversy about if I was in it or not, Feldman, and I was in it the whole time, but because of all that, I lost a lot of scenes, so, but that's okay, because I'm very happy with the amount of time, like the quantity I have, you know, and the quality as well, like, it's really cool.
Can we let the fans know a little bit of what the movie's about? Because, and I want to make sure.
In a nutshell, surfing vampires, and I still have a fashion problem, but I've gone more goth.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much like I'm looking like, you know, my brother. I'm like off camera going, "Is everything okay, Michael?" I'm eating my cereal, and that's a looped ad lib line off camera after the movie was wrapped. And it looks like I'm wearing, like, white top, white shorts, and it looks like I'm in a dress. And it was so close matching the colors. And everyone's like, "Dude, fashion victim." And I was like, "Yeah, that's what Joel wanted." So on this one, he did not direct. They wanted me to be a fashion victim, which I was, but in a goth sense.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, what was it like working with, of course, the other Corey Feldman? What was it like getting back together again?
We've done our show. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had enough, so, for now.
Well,
but ultimately, when we show up on set, I think we might have had maybe two times we went at it with each other, maybe three or four. I mean, yeah, we've done 9 movies together, so, you know, known for 24 years, it's going to happen inevitably. But it was very awkward working with Corey Feldman on Lost Boys 2, because we had the show going on. We're filming Lost Boys 2 on my show, our show, but we couldn't show any of, like, the locations, any of the scenes, any of the makeup and wardrobe. And So there's subtitles, and it was not my best day, but acting-wise, it came out beautifully, thank God. But when I showed up, he was just in his wig and bandana, like 20 years didn't go by, and I was like, you know, how you doing? That's the first thing I said to him is, hey, man, I can't believe, you believe this? And he didn't say a word. So what's up? And he goes, I'm in character. And I went, okay, man. And that was it for me.
All right. Well, let's flip the switch. Let's go to Crank 2 because, look, I saw the first movie, all right?
Yeah, man.
And I don't want to give the ending because in case you haven't seen it, but you got to explain, man, Crank 2 Voltage, there's a reason behind this. And you got to see the first one for this one to make a little bit more sense.
All right, how do I say this? Chinese mob, mafia. And the first one did something to this guy, Chev, right? Chev Chelios, right? Jason Statham. He's got to keep, thank you, he's got to keep himself pumped up, right? His heart, adrenaline, it's going to go. So he's got to keep Red Bulls and good and stuff like that going on. And then this one, well, at the end of the first one, if anyone's seen it, and it's a major, major cult flick now, he is making that phone call to Amy Smart. Hello, you know, I'm not going to be back for a while. And boom, he dies, and then you see him blink. End of the movie. Question mark. Now, is he alive? Is he dead? Could people do bounce, if, you know, if, when they fall? I mean, rarely, but...
Yes.
He, this one's about, well, high voltage, but substitute the word high for heart. Heart voltage. So, same sort of premise, but... like, let me put it this way. In one scene, I call him the Ticker Man. He's got to get his heart.
Okay. So, leave it to that.
That's all I'm leaving at.
Leave it to that, though.
And, he's got to get his heart in a sentimental, loving way. He's got to find his heart.
Now, let's take another leap, because we got to talk about Shark City. And the reason why we got to definitely get into that, Vivica A. Fox. Damn, man. You're doing a movie with her?
Yes, sir.
Can I be you just for, like, 5 minutes on that set, man? Please.
Oh, on set.
On set.
Vivica. Yeah, we'll be doing it. I'm really, you know, in this sense, I'm really, really, like, I'm proud of myself. In this sense, yeah, man. It's been 15, 16 years, and I get to work with Vivica. And, you know, I met the other cast members yesterday, and they're great. Dennis Rodman was in it. I don't know if he wore women's clothing again. It got canned. I'm not sure, but he's not in it anymore. But just to be able to work with Vivica, because I love Kill Bill so much, and her work, her line of work, is a definite great right step in my future, like, direction for me.
Absolutely, because...
So very happy.
I want to talk a little bit about the storyline on this, because it's pretty interesting, because, I mean... Basically, you got the mob involved in this, and of course, you've got your love interests happening in this too. So, talk a little bit about that.
Well, things are changing rapidly right now. My character might be being changed to a different character that suits me better. But originally, my roommate was my roommate and the mob boss's daughter. I didn't know, but I owed him a lot of money, and I'm a card shark. In a huge way, nobody can beat me, and I get some upfront money from Daddy Oso, and I'm a stockbroker, so I lose the cash, basically, and I'll leave it there.
Okay.
Until the last game.
Is this the kind of movie that's really going to help you stretch your talents? Because there is, from what I've read... There just seems to be so many layers that you can actually produce from this.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, there is. There is. And I've been thinking about the same thing. This movie is my transitional, I feel, it's my transitional way, you know, again, like Suicide Kings, you know, like meets Rounders, meets Swingers. It's an older character where I get to actually delve into this character. Right now, though, we're figuring out which character they want to put me in, because I had the character And yesterday's rehearsals were like, maybe he's better for this other character. I'm like, yeah, please, maybe. And but either character's okay. It's just a high-paced Suicide Kings without the blood and gore yet, if yet. And that's how I'll leave it.
Leave it to that, man.
Man.
You know, the fact that you keep yourself so busy, how do you have time to do the painting, man? Because the stuff that I've seen from the show, absolutely gorgeous, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I've been painting for about 15 years now, and they're getting bigger and bigger. My canvases all the time are getting bigger and bigger, and I'm speed painting, like Pollock, rest in peace, whatever, a little bit more. It's just, why did I get into it? Just an outlet for me. It's just a calming, sort of relaxing thing I could do. Nice. Just do it. And the painting for me is, the painting for me is like my, my real sobriety part of the day.
Well, look, I hope one of these days that we can get a chance to maybe buy your paintings, man. Do you think you'll ever have a...
Just donate one to you, of course. I'll give you one.
You serious?
Yeah, man.
Okay, I got it on camera. I'm holding it on to you, man. I'm definitely holding it on to you.
Three colors in order. Okay, from first or from last to first, first to last. And then they need either black or white because there is no gray.
I like that. I definitely like that. Look, man, I know we got to wrap this up because you've got other interviews you got to do. If there is, before we wrap this up, one thing that you want to make sure that people understand about what you are doing today, what would it be?
Right this second?
This second, what is important for you that fans need to understand? What would it be? This is your chance, man.
All right. Well, I'm not going to try to justify anything too much, but in saying that, you got to be around you.
He's been hanging around.
In saying that, I just want people to know or realize my show, The Two Coreys, you know, was 9 to 11 months ago. You know, I'm very healthy right now. I just did, like you said, my fourth movie, or I'm going to do my fourth movie. To our, well, one's Lionsgate Lakeshore, you know, one's Warner Brothers. So I'm getting back into the groove of things because I'm getting, well, I'm on a program, so I'm getting just back to normal when I was a kid. So this is my time to shine, and I'm going to take advantage of that.
And you know what the proof is to that, too? All day today, it's been cloudy. The sun came out you know, a minute or so ago.
Thanks.
Why?
Yeah, it did.
Because we've got Corey here. Corey Haim here at home, man, in Toronto. Look, folks, check out some of the other interviews on 680news.com, but also make sure you check out the movies when they're coming out. Crank 2, Lost Boys 2, Shark City. All, of course, with our boy here, Corey Haim. Corey, man, thank you for this interview. Really enjoyed it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you in a bit. Well, this is wait a minute before you wrap up. Let me do my...
Let's do a promo, shall
No, actually, I got to do my little wrap-up that I always
wrap
do.
Wrap it up, baby.
Okay, this is the way we always do it. This is 680's music reporter, Rudy Blair, saying to you, hey, we'll see you on the flip side.